From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The Colorado Supreme Court is considering whether to free a convict who was sent back to prison after being mistakenly released 90 years early. An attorney for Renee Lima Marin told the court today that it was cruel and unusual punishment to put him back behind bars after he started a family and reformed his life. Assistant Attorney General Kathy Gillespie says the case was an unfortunate mistake, but not misconduct. The project to build a new Pikes Peak Summit complex is in its final stages of design. KRCC's Madeline Schmidt has more.
Four options are under consideration, which aim to modernize comfort and educational experiences for visitors. The public can view the designs and submit comments on the project webpage. The options feature minimalistic and futuristic designs. They also offer different views of the summit. Manager of Pikes Peak America's Mountain, Jack Glavin, says they're looking to make a final decision in less than a couple of weeks.
The process is moving very well. We have the five major stakeholders plus the public, so we want input from everybody. And so we're hoping to have a great facility within the next few years for everybody.
Glavin says public opinion is pretty much split evenly between the different options. Construction is expected to start late in 2016 or early in 2017. For KRCC News, I'm Madeline Schmidt.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.